Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Welcome back to the series. This week's episode is yet again a little different. This week is my birthday. I'm turning 42, and honestly, it's been a perfect moment to pause, reflect, and offer you a message straight from my heart. And as I sit here, reflecting on everything life has gifted and challenged me with, I feel a deep call to say this, not really about me, but about you. Because if you're listening to this, I know you're probably on a healing journey of your own, and somehow you were guided to my work. Because if you're anything like me, a yogi, a space holder, or a sensitive person navigating a world that is often too loud, too fast, and too much, then maybe this will land exactly where it's meant to. Maybe you're a yoga teacher, exhausted from holding space for others while quietly burning out inside. Maybe you're a yoga practitioner, or simply someone who went through deep inner work and healing and now feels the call to do something more meaningful, perhaps to teach, to guide, or to support others. Maybe you're still navigating your own emotional challenges, wondering if you will ever feel grounded, clear, or whole again. Wherever you are in your life's journey, I want you to know, it's never too late to begin again, to start something new, to change, to heal, to step into your purpose. You don't need to have it all figured out to begin. About the illusion of being behind. Let's name the thing so many of us carry in silence, the shame of feeling behind, of not having it all together. By a certain age, we think we should have arrived, figured life out, and fulfilled whatever social expectations or culture holds. But here's the truth. I still don't have my shit together, and I have stopped expecting that I ever will. It's a lifelong journey, really. But here's the truth. I still don't have all my shit together, and I have stopped expecting that I ever will. It's a lifelong journey, really. What I do have is a much deeper connection to myself, my purpose, and how I show up. And none of that came from perfection. It came from messy beginnings, deep unlearning, and doing the work even when I was scared, unsure, or exhausted. I'm definitely not there. I'm just walking my path with more compassion and a nervous system that finally no longer feels like it's constantly in survival mode. Your Dharma doesn't arrive fully formed. I used to think Dharma, or soul's purpose, would strike like lightning. One day I would just know. But for me, and maybe for you too, purpose unfolds slowly. It whispers, then nudges, then finally becomes impossible to ignore. Before coming to this work, I spent 2 decades in corporate. Looking back, I realized those years weren't wasted. They gave me resilience, skills, connections, and structure, all of which support the way I work today. sometimes the wrong path is just a part of the right one. There were years I didn't know who I was without overworking, overgiving, or shutting down completely. Years where I lived in survival mode, confused and consumed by my painful emotions, trying to cope in all the wrong ways. And I certainly didn't imagine that in my 40s, I would be facilitating trauma-informed teacher trainings, mentoring yoga teachers and space holders, and helping others heal in ways I never received myself when I needed it most. But it happened. Not because I had everything figured out, but because I followed the quiet, persistent voice inside that said, there must be a better way. There must be more to life. That voice lives in you too. Maybe it whispers. Maybe it only surfaces on the yoga mat in the quiet moments or after you cancel work because you're just too depleted to function. Or maybe it speaks up when someone confides in you and you realize, I want to help them, but I don't know how. I'm not even sure how to help myself. I want to share something with you as I reflect on where I have been and where I am now. Your lived experience matters. And your dharma, your life's purpose, and the life you want to create for yourself is ahead of you, no matter your age. You are not too late. You are right on time. We carry stories that aren't ours. Most of my life, I believed I can't make a living doing what I love. Others might be more qualified to help people. Sounds perhaps familiar. These beliefs weren't mine. They were inherited from family, culture, fear. And healing meant not just shifting my nervous system, but shifting my stories. You don't need to be fully healed or fully ready to begin helping others or creating the life you want for yourself. You just need to start with what you have and what you know. Wherever you are is valid. Your timeline is sacred. Your pace is perfect. Healing is not linear. Dharma is not a career goal, and you're not broken or behind if you're still figuring it all out. So many of us came to this work not because we are experts, but because we have walked through life's challenges and we want to alchemize that pain into something meaningful. We want to work in a way that doesn't require us to self-abandon. We want to support others without carrying their pain. We want to feel safe and alive in our bodies. This is what I hold space for in every training, every webinar, every post. If this resonates and you feel called to this work, I invite you to take the first gentle steps. You can download my free ebook on meridians, emotions, and yin yoga. You can join my next live 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training in Thailand. Or you can join the wait list of my online self-paced training, which is going to launch late 2025. You can also explore working with me one-on-one, and I'm going to share the links to all these offerings in the description. Turning 42 isn't just my birthday. It's a reminder. It's a reminder that you can change your life anytime, that it's never too late to realign your path with your truth. So whether you are in your 20s or your 60s, teaching yoga full-time or just exploring this practice, whether you have been in therapy for years or you are just now discovering what regulation means, this path is open to you, and I would be honored to walk beside you on it. Lots of love, Liz.